This is the Elma Hemodialysis Unit, and the fix is 989-463-0359. The patient is Tracy, T-R-A-C-I, Kirkey, K-I-R-K-E-Y. Date of birth, January 24th, 1964. History. Mrs. Kirkey is a 48-year-old Caucasian female with end-stage renal disease who has been on hemodialysis in the Elma Dialysis Unit for many years. She has experienced repeated episodes of cellulitis in her left leg that have required IV antibiotics. None yet this year, and none for the last 6 months. She also underwent surgery on her right foot and is currently in a cast and will be able to begin weight bearing with approximately 10 pounds of pressure beginning next week. She received the surgery at U of M. Her last admission to the hospital as an inpatient was January of 2010. She's been stable during hemodialysis with consistently low blood pressures that do not cause any symptoms. She does not experience cramping during treatment, and her lab values are generally good with the exception of elevated phosphorus levels at times, and her fluid gains are modest between dialysis treatments. Past medical history. Significant for right foot non-healing decubitus ulcer, peripheral vascular disease, type 2 diabetes on insulin, congestive heart failure, morbid obesity, hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, hyperlipidemia, subaortic stenosis, Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, it's Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, history of fracture of the left lower extremity, history of deep vein thrombosis, chronic lower extremity edema and cellulitis, a recurrent cellulitis, depression, hypertension, chronic atrial fibrillation with history of rapid ventricular response, anemia of chronic disease, diabetic neuropathy, gastroesophageal reflux disease, and a history of renal calculi. Surgical history. She's had amputation of several toes bilaterally, laparoscopic cholecystectomy, placement of a right upper extremity graft for hemodialysis access, and surgical closure of a non-healing wound on the right foot in 2011. Drug allergies. She is allergic to betadine, Lipitor, and rifampin, Demerol, and Zosyn. Current medications, aspirin, 81 milligrams one daily, Benadryl, 50 milligrams at bedtime, Colace, 100 milligrams BID, Dilavite vitamins one daily, Heparin, 5,000 units sub-Q every 8 hours, Levemir, 17 units at bedtime, Mevacor, 40 milligrams daily, Miralax, 17 grams daily with lunch. Norco, N-O-R-C-O, 10/325, 1Q4 to 6 hours, PRN pain. Novolog insulin, 5 units with lunch, 6 units with dinner. Paxil, 20 milligrams once daily. Foslo, 667 milligrams, 2 with lunch and 2 with supper. Senna, 1 at bedtime PRN constipation, Synthroid 50 micrograms daily, Toprol XL 25 milligrams daily. Review of systems, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat. She's got mildly decreased hearing, otherwise within normal limits. Cardiovascular, chronic atrial fibrillation with controlled ventricular response, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, hypertrophic obstructive cardiomyopathy, respiratory, a history of pneumonia, not within the last 2 years, and dyspnea on exertion, gastrointestinal constipation and gastroesophageal reflux disorder, genitourinary, a history of renal calculi. The patient rarely urinates now, no urgency, frequency, no pyuria or blood. musculoskeletal. She's got restricted range of motion and hypermobile joints, and she is wheelchair-bound. Neurological, no history of TIAs or CVA. Access, the right upper extremity graft has good thrill and bruit. Endocrine, positive for type 2 diabetes on insulin. And integumentary, she has chronic edema of the lower extremity with the recent skin grafting and surgery to the right foot ulcers. Currently casted. Objective, physical examination. General, the patient is alert and oriented, cheerful and cooperative. Current dry weight, 127 kilograms. Blood pressure, 118 over 50. Pulse, 60 and irregular. Head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat are within normal limits. Neck is supple, no bruits, no jugular venous distension. Heart, S1, S2 with a grade 3 over 6 systolic murmur. Lungs are clear bilaterally with bilateral equal excursion. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, no organomegaly. Extremities, there is a cast in the right lower extremity. She's generalized edema of the lower extremities, non-pitting in nature. And no visible ulcers or skin lesions. Diagnostic studies done January 21st, 2013. Albumin 3.9, calcium 9.5, creatinine 6.82, hemoglobin 12.5, potassium 5.7, phosphorus 4.7, SGOT 10, URR 71%, KT/B 1.47. Assessment and plan, end-stage renal disease on maintenance hemodialysis. The patient will continue to have hemodialysis for 3.5 hours, 3 days a week. She will continue to receive Venofer 50 milligrams IV one time per week on Monday. All of her routine outpatient medications will also be continued.